This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated for November the 8th, 2022. The name of the patient is Franklin Davis. The last name is D-A-V-I-S. First name is F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old a white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done November the 3rd of 2022, it shows that the serum creatinine is down to 1.84 from 2, and the BON is 31, and the estimated GFR is 38 mLs per minute. The patient does not have proteinuria at all. The activity of the urinary segment is negative, except for the presence of glucose that is related to the administration of Jardiance. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure is 115 over 75. Continue with the same prescription. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been well controlled. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 193, the HDL is 42, and the LDL is 131. The main concern in this patient is the weight that is 265 pounds. He's tall, but he has a BMI that is above 35, which is obesity. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure that has not been present. He is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Perez. Following number, he is a known case of atrial fibrillation taking Eliquis. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia on allopurinol. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, nicotine abuse, that in this particular case is very compromising, increase the morbidity and the mortality. Period, the patient has been fighting cellulitis in the right lower extremity, currently on Levaquin, and the patient was explained that the peripheral vascular disease associated to nicotine abuse is very significant. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.